Time now for the latest world sport from the BBC with me, Ed Harry. Coming up.
Torres, the backheel to Gerrard in the penalty here. Elijah and Aquilani, 3-0! Aquilani scores his first ever goal for Liverpool, and that has been a pretty impressive 6 or 7 minutes. Aquilani with a third goal, Liverpool 3, Portsmouth 0.
It ends 4-1 as Liverpool go fifth in the English Premier League. Fellow professionals wonder whether Beckham's Achilles injury might hasten the end of his career, and England's cricketers are poised to claim the victory ahead of the final day of the first test in Bangladesh. Liverpool have moved above Manchester City and into fifth place in the English Premier League with their 4-1 victory at home to the bottom club Portsmouth in the Monday night match. They're now just a point behind Tottenham, who occupy the fourth and final Champions League place. The BBC's Darren Fletcher was at Anfield.
Liverpool scored four, might have had double that total, and inspired by Alberto Aquilani, secured their biggest win in 5 months. The Italian was given a rare start by Rafa Benitez, and his vision and accuracy in the Liverpool midfield was a key to their success. It took 26 minutes for Torres to score the first goal, but two more quickly followed through Babel and Aquilani to kill the game off before half-time. Torres added another 13 minutes from the end, before Bell Hadj got a late consolation for Portsmouth, who were totally outclassed on the night. The win puts Liverpool fifth in the Premier League table, a point off the Champions League places, and with big games to come against Lille and Manchester United this week, the performance came at just the right time.
And Liverpool's manager Rafael Benitez praised a confident performance from his team.
We were training well, and you could see that the players, they had a very good mood, and then we approached the game with this mentality that we knew that there was a question of if we could perform or not.
Alberto Aquilani getting his goal, starting, playing the game. How important was that for him in a Liverpool shirt tonight?
I think it's important for us. No, if he plays well, it's good for us. For his confidence will be good, but the main thing is the team now. And then we had two or three players today that they were doing well.
England will be without David Beckham for the World Cup finals. He's had an operation in Finland on what his surgeon described as a totally torn Achilles tendon. Professor Sakari Arava said the procedure to repair it had gone smoothly, but the player wouldn't be able to run properly for 4 or 5 months. Speaking before Beckham's surgery, two former England greats gave the BBC their thoughts on whether the injury, suffered by the 34-year-old playing for Milan on Sunday, might end his career. In a moment, England's all-time leading goalscorer, Sir Bobby Charlton, but first, the man in second place on that list, Gary Lineker.
Realistically, as I suppose as depressing as it may sound, I think David will recognise the fact it's unlikely he'll return from this. I mean, it's quite a serious injury, an Achilles, if you're 21, let alone if you're in your mid-30s. So it's a big ask to come back from this, and, you know, even his career, really.
And about the injury that he has. But I know that there are certain injuries, you know, that last a long time. So it was impossible that he would be expected to play in the summer. But he'll be disappointed because it may just hasten his retirement. I think that's what probably would upset him as much as anything. You know, it takes such a long time to get right. And you don't have much time when you're 34, you know.
Carlo Ancelotti, these days in charge at Chelsea, of course, signed Beckham for Milan when he was manager there. The Italians well aware of just how much the midfielder wanted to play in a fourth World Cup finals.
I'm so sorry for him because I know how he wanted to go in the World Cup. He went. He came last year in Milan above all for this. To show his quality for the England team. I'm so sorry for this. I hope that he will give a good recovery quickly, and he will come to play quickly.
Phil Brown has been sacked by Hull City, with the club second from bottom of the English Premier League. They're 3 points from safety with 9 games remaining. Brown guided the club into England's top flight for the first time in 2008, but after a strong start to last season, their form dipped and they only avoided relegation on the final day. The Hull chairman, Adam Pearson, told the BBC they're moving swiftly to appoint Brown's replacement.
Well, we want the manager operational by Thursday. You know from past dealings that we will not leave any stone unturned. We'll do it very promptly, efficiently and quickly, and I would expect to be in a position to make a decision by tomorrow night so they can be operational Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and prepare the team properly for reports that if it's Thursday morning when they start work, then so be it. But there will be a manager in place Thursday morning.
How many people are under consideration?
About 5 people.
All right. Have you offered the job to anybody yet?
No.
The BBC's senior football reporter Ian Dennis says that Hull's financial situation has forced the chairman to act.
Quite simply, relegation would be catastrophic for Hull City. And you look at the situation, they've got 9 games left, they're only 3 points from safety, and there's still time to rectify that situation, starting with Saturday's trip to Portsmouth. I think when Adam Pearson returned to the club as chairman in the autumn, he inherited a club that had the 8th biggest wage bill in the Premier League, and it was simply hemorrhaging money. The financial situation is so dire that retaining Premier League status is absolutely imperative for Hull City. Now, many thought Brown would depart when Adam returned, but I know he wanted to back his manager, and briefly results did improve. But the facts are just 1 win in the last 15 league games, and it's all about retaining their top flight status.
Paul Duffin was the previous chairman at Hull. He feels that while Phil Brown might disagree with him at the moment, the chance for the manager to take a break from the game might actually prove to be a good thing.
I would have thought that Phil is personally probably exhausted. Whilst he's the epitome of energy and enthusiasm, and he's an incredibly dedicated professional, he's had a lot of pressure on him, and of course there's been controversy about, or discussion rather, about whether he should keep his job or not, you know, with amongst the fans group for a long time. And I think it, for him, it may well be that today is obviously sad, but it might be a relief.
There was one match in the Spanish First Division on Monday. Atletico Madrid are up to 10th in the table after their 1-0 win at home to Osasuna. Next here on the BBC World Service to Cricket, Bangladesh will start the final day of the first test against England in Chittagong on 191 for 5 in their second innings, still requiring a further 322 runs for victory. The England fast bowler Steve Finn, who's taken 2 wickets in the match on his test debut, says the tourists are prepared to be patient as they look to wrap up the win.
We were looking at, you know, in the distance we thought potentially there's a chance of us wrapping it up today, but, you know, never did we get ahead of ourselves. We just wanted to take every ball and every wicket as it came, because we know the guys down the order can bat, as they showed in the first innings. I think if we get 2 more wickets, you know, potentially we're into the tail, you know, properly the tail then. And then we can really start looking at winning the game. But at the moment we're just looking to build pressure with our bowling, you know, and go from there.
Athletics World Governing Body, the IAAF, is recommending that the US women's 4x400 metres relay team be stripped of their gold medal from the 2004 Athens Olympics after one of that team admitted earlier this year that she'd been taken banned performance-enhancing drugs at the time. Crystal Cox ran in the heats in Athens, not in the final, but her admission means the whole team could be disqualified under IAAF rules. The International Olympic Committee is carrying out its own investigation, but it has taken retrospective action before against relay teams. In this case, Russia would move from silver to gold. Golf's World Cup is to change from being an annual event to one played every 2 years. After a break this year, the two-man team competition will return in 2011, with the total prize money rising by $2 million to a record $7.5 million. One of the reasons for the change was last year's decision by the International Olympic Committee to reintroduce golf to the Olympic movement from 2016. By playing alternate years from 2011, the Golf World Cup will now not clash with either the summer or the winter games. And our top sports story once again this hour, Liverpool have moved above Manchester City and into fifth place in the English Premier League following a 4-1 victory at home to the bottom club Portsmouth in the Monday night match. They're now just a point behind Tottenham, who occupy the fourth and final Champions League place. Alberto Aquilani, their playmaker, had a rare start and scored his first goal for the club. Much more on that game at Anfield on our website, the address for you, bbcworldservice.com.